Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today, somebody very fun, the owner of Another Man's Treasure, a consignment shop on Sinton Road, one of my favorite haunts, Rick Uribe.
Correct.
Yes, a Spanish surname, which is Spanish is such a beautiful language. Well, you do some really interesting things in the consignment shop, Rick, and this is why I say I'm a fan, because consignment in and of itself changes all the time. You almost never know from trip to trip to back to the shop what you're going to run into, what you're going to find. There's always a treasure, as you say, another man's treasure. There's always something new. There's always something that's a treat to see. And plus, we get to ask you, we get to make requests. Would you watch out for something for us? And very often you can.
Absolutely. Yes, we actually serve two types of clients. One is the person who is looking to rehome their fine quality furniture. Our other client is the person who's looking for that furniture. And yes, people can hit yard sales and online and so forth, but a lot of times the furniture has some issues. For people, we exist for people who want a good quality piece of furniture that they come in, select, pay for, take home, and use, and move on to the next thing. Because all of our items are well prepared for being taken home. We don't even have to clean the glass. You're not going to have any dust bunnies in the drawers, no spider webs in the back of the cabinet. Everything is cleaned up and ready to go into your home.
It's in wonderful settings. You can kind of get a sense for how it might even look in your own home or in your own setting. Now, I'll share something with you that I didn't talk to you about before we got started this morning. Is that the antiques bug bit me when I was a little guy. Mom used to take us to auctions in New Jersey. And our houses were filled with antiques. So we lived with some of the most beautiful furniture you can possibly imagine. And that's the luxury about consignment and things like that, because you pay very fair prices for things you might not be able to afford otherwise. And later in my life, I began to collect, buy, and sell American art pottery. There's a lot of history here in Colorado Springs in Van Briggel. And what I'm getting to here is that it is a lifestyle. You adopt the lifestyle, and sort of adopts you, especially if you go to shows. You get to know everybody in the circles, and you are hobnobbing with some very knowledgeable people. In your case, Rick, you've taken that five steps further. And can you tell people what I mean?
Yes. Over my lifetime, I have lived or owned five homes, and each one of them has been furnished with pre-owned furniture. So I started this a long, long time ago. It was fun to go out and find furniture. I did live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania for a time, and on the East Coast and in Texas. And there's always places to find furniture that people want to rehome. And so, as I said, five different homes I furnished completely with pre-owned furniture. And it is a lifestyle. It is the excitement of the hunt. It is the excitement of finding that really, really good item at a very decent or reasonable price. Most quality furniture sells at a premium price when it's first sold at retail. Then it drops down to what would be the resale market. And if you purchase something on the resale market and, most importantly, take good care of it, then whether it be 3 years later or 7 years later, when you go to resell it, you can, as I tell my customers, get the same amount that you paid for it.
Yeah, which is a wonderful thing. There's no depreciation there at all.
No,
and you get to enjoy that beautiful piece. Mm-hmm. Then you get to come back and hang out with Rick again.
Absolutely.
And Maria.
And Maria, my wife, yes. We started the business 16 years ago at the same location at 3970 Sinton Road. We actually found that location by chance because I was passing on the freeway. We were looking for a place to set up the store, and I saw a for lease sign. I got off the freeway, went into this place, and the business owner at the time said, yeah, he would be willing to move out. And it wasn't until a couple of months later that I realized that the sign I had seen on the freeway was for the next building down, which was a big warehouse, and ours was already set up for a showroom. So it was meant to be.
Yes, it was. And I'm hearing serendipity want to come out of you right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Yes. And it's very easy to get to. If you're going northbound on the freeway, you just get off at Garden of the Gods and take a right turn and immediately another right turn. And Sinton is the side road to the freeway.
Just a few doors down from the three-story Six and Geving building. So that big shiny office building. So
Correct.
If you've made it there, you've gone a little bit too far, you just backtrack your way, and it's on the west side of Sinton Road. Lots of parking and mm-hmm. very easy to get into. And what kind of hours are you keeping?
We open up at 11 o'clock and we close at 6. When we opened the store, we did a survey of our customers, and most said that In the mornings, they do doctor's appointments and shopping and things of that nature. About 11 o'clock is when they're ready to do their recreational shopping. And so we open at 11. And we stay open till 6 for folks that get off at 5 and oftentimes don't make it to some of the stores that close at 5. We are there for their convenience, 6:30. If the light's on, come on in, because I may be doing paperwork.
Is that Monday through Sunday?
It is Monday through Saturday, and then on Tuesday through Saturday. And on Sunday and Monday, we're 12 to 4.
Ah, okay. So you give yourself a little bit of a break. Recreational, yes. Therapeutic, for sure.
Yes.
It's just a nice, wonderful place to wander through. And you have a range of offerings. So not only is it furniture and home decor, but it is lamps. You even mentioned Van Bruegel pottery here, which is my favorite collectible. So if you have some, I'll be there.
Yes.
We'll be checking that out. Excuse me. Clocks, artwork, originals. I am a big fan of local artists and original paintings, and a lot of that. You'll find a lot of that in my own house. You've got watercolors, which is my absolute all-time favorite medium. And then you are, of course, antiques of all kinds, jewelry, collectible, glassware, paperweights. People love paperweights, and there is a whole genre of collecting to be done with paperweights, and you got to know what you're looking for, and you got to have a guy like Rick to explain it to you.
Well, one of the advantages of having the store for 16 years is that over the years I've learned a lot. If an item comes in that I'm not familiar with, I immediately go to my computer and start researching the manufacturer, the artist, anything that I can find. Oftentimes I will even email the artist if they're still alive and producing artwork and say, hey, I've got this particular piece of yours. Number one, do you want it back? Number two, do you have anybody that wants it because there's only so many of them made? Or number three, what should I value it at? What was the last known sale price? The other thing is that oftentimes I'm in the presence of collectors that are very well versed on their particular collection. I had a gentleman who came in who told me he had actually gotten a degree in bottle or glass bottles. And I said, that's a degree? And he says, oh, yes. And so he went through the store, and we picked up Coke bottles and old medicine bottles, and he was able to describe to me how they were made and how they were dated and so forth. So I learned a lot from all of my clients as the years have gone by.
It is so fun to rub shoulders and elbows with people who know these things, because you do, if you're going to buy something like that, it kind of wants to be an investment if it's something that you're collecting. But then again, there's a school of people out there who like what is beautiful to them, and you have lots of that as well.
Yes. The artwork, as you were mentioning, you like the oils and the watercolors. That's been another learning process. Also, if a person comes in, let's say, for example, they're looking for a couch. Now, you only buy a couch every 7 to 15 to 20 years. So a lot of times people are looking for a couch just based on price or maybe the look of it. What I like to do is I like to have a person sit in the couch. Oftentimes, their stature is too short for some of the modern couches today. And they say, well, I'll just stuff some pillows behind me, or I'll just curl my feet up under. And that's not a way to sit on a couch that you've spent a couple of $100 for. Instead, I'd much rather suggest that you get a couch that is shorter in the seat, or oftentimes I'll have a gentleman who's very tall, the wife is very short. For them, I recommend two recliners, one that fits him, one that fits her, and then you have the couch for guests. But you're not going to sit on a couch together and enjoy a show for 2 or 3 hours on television. If, of course, you're watching KRDO, you're not going to be comfortable on that couch if you're of two different sizes.
We thank you for that nod. That means a lot to us. You're listening to Rick Udibe, who is the founder, owner of Another Man's Treasures, along with his wife, Maria, who is the voice of Another Man's Treasure, that wonderful British accent that you hear.
Absolutely.
She is that's so distinctive.
Yes.
A beautiful shop, a place that I like to spend some time in, and I am overdue for a visit, like I've said. Everything from art to original oil paintings, home decor, lamps, pottery, clocks, accoutrement, as they say, furniture.
Absolutely.
And so much more. Another Man's Treasure is on Sinton Road, and it is that quick right-hand turn as you're headed north on I-25 to Garden of the Gods, then another right onto Sinton, then back south just a little bit. Look on the west side, and you'll see Another Man's Treasure.
Correct. And Rick, if you're coming south on I-25, you do get off at Garden of the Gods. You take a left under the freeway, and the very first right turn will be Sinton Road.
It is absolutely very, very easy to find. Rick, you have a special offer you want to leave our listeners with today.
Yes, absolutely. If you stop by the shop and you mention this interview to myself or my sales staff, we will give you 10% off anything that you purchase. That's 10% off, but you must mention this interview on KRDO Radio.
Thank you so much, Rick. The website is
www.amtconsign.com.
amtconsign.com. Then the phone number is 444-0404. That is it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. You've been listening to Rick Rudibe, owner and founder of Another Man's Treasure Consignment Shop. We'll be back next week at 7 o'clock right here on KRDO News Radio.